are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877 DOCDALI. All right, we had a great first hour of the show. Let's get right to a lot of the news stories. Okay, so this hour we're going to be talking about the United States seeing the highest poverty spike yet since the 1960s. This is in the midst of us passing new immigration reform. I guess we have a few pathways people can take, benefiting agricultural workers, kids of who were brought here by their illegal immigrant parents, etc. And, you know, where are we going with this? Okay, we're also going to be talking about how one in five teen births are actually to mothers that already have kids. So if you've already had a teenage pregnancy and you already have a kid, it seems to be you guys make the biggest group of people becoming pregnant as teens. We're also going to be talking about how melanoma is on the rise in children now. Melanoma, okay? And then take further a story that we didn't get to complete in the first hour. How to increase your confidence and increase your sex appeal. Okay, a lot of us are like, man, I'm married for 20 years. No need to do that. No, actually, sometimes increasing your sex appeal makes your job just a little bit better, makes your job a little easier. Remember, we are competing against a lot of younger people now for jobs. We got to be sexy. I know I'm, you know, middle-aged, and I'm going to be competing against some younger radio hosts. Again, it's radio. Okay, I only have to sound sexy. Okay, I don't have to look sexy on radio for now. Problem is now so many radio stars, they have cameras in their studios. I can't tell you how many of you guys want me to have a studio camera so you could watch me on air. I don't think you want to watch me. No. No. I mean, you know, I'm going to have to put some makeup on. I have to do my hair, wear a bra. I'm not ready for that yet. But I'm going to have to. It's all about the sex appeal. So as you can see, we've got a very busy next hour on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your medical questions. So call in at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-362-3254. Okay, so why are we doing so poorly poverty-wise? According to Mail Online, they say the number of Americans living in poverty has spiked to levels not seen since the mid-1960s. And apparently 20% of our country's children is considered poor. Now, I don't get that. I thought the liberal media said the recession's over and that everything is fine and everything is wonderful and everybody got Obama phones. And no, I guess not. I guess it's not fine. And now they're concerned because of the budget cuts. And they say the cuts will directly affect 50 million Americans living below the poverty income line and reduce their chances of finding work and a better life. Okay, I don't get this. I thought we had ample opportunity years ago, okay, to do something that would stimulate job growth. And instead, okay, we passed Obamacare. Okay, don't be starting to blame the Republicans for this one. Okay, spending cuts have to happen because we're spending too much and there's only so much you could tax the rich for. There's only so many rich people and there's only so much you could tax them for. If you have more people working, as Mitt Romney said in one of the debates, you have more money going into the tax system. Why isn't anybody thinking about job growth? Why isn't anybody repealing Obamacare and the tax that's preventing job growth? I am so frustrated with my patients saying they have to work two part-time jobs. I'm like, why part-time? Why can't you find a full-time job? Because part-time, they don't have to pay for health insurance. So what we're looking at now is whether some of you feel the recession is over and the housing market is better, we still have staggering numbers. One in six Americans are living below the income line that defines poverty. They say a family of four that earns less than $23,021 a year is listed as living in poverty. Apparently, 20% of the country's children are considered poor. Now, what can we do about it? I mean, I could complain about it on air. You could listen and complain about it to your radio. What can we do? Well, unfortunately, I don't think we can do much, you know, until the next administration. I don't think so. But what really frustrates me is how I don't have control over the job market. You know, we were talking about how I believe the state of Virginia had yesterday posted online prices of health insurance for the health insurance exchanges. And then this one article, it was boasting how an employer can now buy health insurance for his 7 employees. And it would only cost $8,000 a month. And that's not even for good insurance. It's for a catastrophic plan with a $2,500 deductible. Well, I have about 7, 8 employees. You're telling me I could buy them crappy insurance and have to shell out $8,000 a month? I can't do that. I don't have an extra $8,000 a month, which means I either would have to pay the tax, although I'm not in that number. You have to be of, you know, have at least 50 plus employees, et cetera. Or I would have to hopefully have less employees to insure. Okay, I'm a business owner. You know, I'm also an employee. I'm also a, I mean, I've worked so many jobs and I wear so many hats. I feel it from all ends. But being a business owner, I think I feel it pretty deeply, and I can honestly tell you that wouldn't work for me if I was living in Virginia, coming out with an extra $8,000 a month. We don't have that. We don't have an extra $8,000 a month. So this is why I think we have a huge issue. It's not all because of Obamacare. I know that. But we don't have people hiring. Okay? We hired an extra 2 people this year. And it was, I mean, what, 25% of our employee pool. All right? I wanted to do something. I wanted to do my share. It's hurting us. But we gave 2 more people jobs. It's killing us. It's hurting us. I don't know how we're going to handle the health insurance, but we gave 2 more people jobs. We were able to do it. All right? But that's it. I mean, that's all I could do. Okay? So now I have about 8 employees. I mean, that's not even a drop in the bucket. So what should we be doing to improve our economy and fixing poverty? Or do we not do anything and just hope Obama fixes it? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DA.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available, and a taste absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House number 10 cans, April 2nd through the 8th, with free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I'm sorry, I got still that cold. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I really appreciate it. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Michael from Lansing writes, Doctor, you're discussing poverty in the U.S. Where are all the charities? We have countless charities here in America raising money for kids in Haiti and Africa. Why aren't they helping our own kids here in the United States? I'm not too sure. Okay, we're talking about U.S. poverty, and now the staggering numbers of 50 million people in America are in poverty. 20% of our children are living under poverty level. I'm not too sure what's going on charity-wise. The only thing I know that's happened recently, I don't know if recently, but once the Obama administration took over a few years ago, some of the tax credits you could get with donating were done away with or decreased. And so there's less, I don't want to use the word incentive to donate, because those of us who donate, we donate anyway, despite the tax incentive, okay? And that was the Obama administration's reasoning. If people are donating, they're not donating it, you know, for the tax credit. They're donating because they want to donate out of the goodness of their heart. However, many companies do look at their bottom line and mathematically decide what they can donate, keeping in mind the tax credit. Okay? I have too small a business to figure that out. So I just donate wherever, to whoever, whatever I could do, and that be it. But you have companies, and I know there's companies because when I look for grants, you know, because many companies will offer grants. Target, I believe, Toys R Us, hotel companies like MGM. I believe these companies that offer grants and offer donations to a variety of charities, there is a limit that they're allowed to give. And you could put in an application, you could go online. I think many of their websites have something called community involvement or partnership. And what these companies do, just these regular everyday companies, they do have their mission statement that they do work with charities. And they do donate X amount a year. They won't give you the amount, but they do donate. So you could apply for a grant, apply for a scholarship, and see if your charity satisfies that. And now, so, you know, as far as I'm concerned, if their accountants every year go, okay, this is what we're budgeting for health insurance, this is what we're budgeting for employees, this is what we're budgeting for charity, my guess is, yeah, the tax credit does come into play a lot more than you and I would think. Raising money for kids out of the country versus raising money for kids inside the country, I don't think a lot of us realize that our kids are in poverty. I mean, we see what's happening in Africa, in Haiti, etc. You see these kids extremely skinny, emaciated, starving, from what we understand from the footage. All right, we don't think our American kids are in that position. We're under the impression that our kids are being taken care of by the government. We're under the impression that parents who fall under poverty lines, okay, their kids are on Medicaid. Their kids are going to school. Their kids are benefiting from food from either WIC or food stamps. So, I mean, from what I understand, I think we have Catholic charities. I mean, we do have charities in the United States that do help our children here in the United States. Let me look this up. Catholic charities. But Catholic charities comes to mind. And so, I don't think you could compare, you know, what we try to do for kids in Haiti versus what we're doing here in the States. But I think there is an awareness issue. I think there is. But then the next question is, if food stamps aren't enough, if, you know, free public education, which we all get as citizens, and looks like, you know, illegal immigrants, kids of illegal immigrants get as well, and WIC programs and Medicaid is not enough, that's a lot of money going to each family. And I agree with the idea of teaching somebody to fish rather than giving them a fish. All right. I think many of our entitlement programs need to include getting people back to work. Now, maybe some of you know more about what's going on than I do. Okay. I know, you know, it's very easy for us to just look at, okay, well, people that are under poverty level, they get a lot of handouts and that's it. My guess is there are work conditioning programs. There are, programs like I work with, Salvation Army. And Salvation Army actually offers classes and teaches you how to get a job. They work with interview skills. They work with making your application. Salvation Army not only does all the phenomenal work that they do, but they do have a program that gets people to work, gets people back to work. And if not, they can even employ you in their store. Salvation Army, I guess, has stores where they sell a lot of the donated goods. And then they use that money for their programs to make more stores and to hire employees. So there are things out there. I just don't know if it's enough. I mean, if you're telling me 50 million Americans are, under poverty level, I mean, no, I don't think there's enough Salvation Armies out there to hire, et cetera, obviously. So, this is just one of those things where it's an awareness issue. And I had no idea. I had no idea that we are in the worst poverty we've seen since the 60s. I have no idea. No idea. And then, of course, now they're saying, well, now you can't do government spending cuts. Well, something's gotta give before we go bankrupt. I mean, if more and more people are becoming poor, more and more people out of work, And with Obamacare, less people have a chance of getting a job or health insurance, we will spend more. Because we have to cover them on Medicaid. We're going to be coming up with a socialized medicine, public option, government-run healthcare system, whether we like it or not. Because, you know, we're in this pickle of people not having healthcare, and they're, in our ERs. And they're in lines and in droves going to our ER system to get free health care. ERs are going under. Hospitals are going under. We're in a mess. And the government wants socialized medicine. They're going to make it happen no matter how much you and I want to fight it. So all I see is us spending more because we're having a country highly dependent on the U.S. Treasury. Now, remember I quoted that philosopher, Scottish professor from, I believe it was the later 1800s, latter part of the 19th century, who said, be careful, because when you have a country that's highly dependent on the treasury, that's when dictatorship can come. Okay? The more free and more financially independent people are, the less chance a dictator has a chance to come in. I know some of you are like, Dahlia, no worry. Obama won't do anything like that. Hillary in 2016 won't do anything like that. But we are seeing the dependency on the government and a huge amount of people dependent on the government. Okay? I mean, if a quarter of us need Medicaid or need food stamps, need WIC, need government help, it's going to be much easier for that snowball effect to happen. And it just blows my mind why Obamacare was thrown into the mix, unless that's what government wanted to do. They knew exactly what that would do. Employers wouldn't hire. We have a country who has such a stagnant economy. People not getting jobs, or they're getting part-time jobs. We have less younger people in the community, more older people, because people had less babies as they aged and got into the 90s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. And we are just, that's just the recipe for economic disaster. And you and I see it. I mean, I'm a doctor. I know this is a medical show, and we talk about medical headlines, but I don't think there's anything more important to our health than our economy. And as you could see, the economy has a lot to do with our health. It has a lot to do with our health insurance. Going back to what I was talking about with Vermont and this article, you know, looking at how an employer with 7 employees could insure them with a catastrophic plan, $2,500 deductible. So basically that's not really covering the regular office visits and diabetes, et cetera. Still has to shell out $7,000-$8,000 a month. Okay, that's not working. That's not going to work for us. It's not going to work. And whether the government planned it or not, that's for a whole nother debate. But if this doesn't work, we're in trouble. We're in a hell of a lot of trouble. And, I mean, we're sitting there hoping and praying that our politicians can make some noise and do things. No, they can't. It's all a game in politics. I mean, look at all the corruption that we see. Okay? You know, campaign funding and misuse and appropriation of funds. I mean, look at all this crap on both sides. Yet our lives, our country is in their hands. That's the problem. Politicians are running this country, not economists, not doctors, nurses, dentists, and pharmacists, not teachers. Teachers aren't making decisions about our education. Politicians are. Economists are making decisions about our economy. Politicians are. This is where we're in trouble. Let's go to medical headlines after the break. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com.
or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, melanoma, one of the scariest cancers. Right? Many of us have known somebody who's died from melanoma. One of the worst skin cancers you could get. Right? And it doesn't always have to happen because of sun exposure. Well, they're starting to find that this is rising in U.S. children. We're talking kids. The rate has increased by about 2% from 1973 to 2009 among newborns to 19-year-olds, and it accounts for up to 3% of all pediatric cancers. They say 1,300 children were diagnosed with melanoma during this time frame. 1,200 of the children were white. Number of melanoma cases among other racial and ethnic groups were so small that the researchers decided to focus on white children. They say the biggest jump were seen among adolescents aged 15 to 19, especially girls. Now, the findings were published in the Journal of Pediatrics. This is according to drugs.com. So, what is going on here? With melanoma rising, you know, the one thing that has changed since the 80s and 90s and, you know, is we're using more and more sunscreen. The one thing I'm seeing is we are just lathering right, up our kids with sunscreen. Now, we used to not do that. When I was a kid in the 70s, no, didn't really use sunscreen. Maybe in the 80s we started to use a little bit of it, but it wasn't in, you know, it wasn't really in vogue until late 80s, 90s, etc. We knew about skin cancer, but again, it was a little counterintuitive at the time because our parents who grew up in the 50s and 60s were always taught, get some fresh air, go outside and play, get some sun. We were always told, you look like you need some sun. Go get some sun. Damn, that was a prescription. It's what doctors told you to do, go get some sun. So our parents were a little bit hesitant on lathering kids up with goop that was supposed to block the sun. Now, yes, maybe we wore hats so we wouldn't get sunburned. Okay, we did want to avoid sunburn. But for the most part, we would only do that like if we were going to the beach or if we thought we were going to be at risk for sunburn. For the most part, even in Arizona, I grew up in Phoenix, Arizona, they didn't lather us up. Okay, over the last few decades we have, so why would melanoma be on the rise? Now, they say boys were more likely to develop melanomas on their face and their trunks, girls on their lower legs and hips. Now, this has been known even with adults. Okay, your men more likely to get skin cancer on their left arm. Why? Because many men do the driving in the family. That arm gets the sun. Women more likely to get it on their right arm, right leg. Men more likely face and trunk. Women, legs. Why? A lot of women, their makeup have sunscreen. Mine does. My makeup has SPF 15. So I have more protection on my face. Men don't wear makeup. They have less protection. Many women will still wear the hats, you know, will wear the big sunglasses, etc. You know, men a little bit less likely. So, of course, you know, women with their legs are going to be more at risk. This has been nothing new, whether it's kids or adults. But also what's been happening is tanning beds. Okay, tanning beds have gotten into huge favor over the last few decades, even though with Obamacare they're being taxed and now we're starting to invoke stipulations and restrictions for kids using tanning beds. But tanning bed use started to just go. See, we didn't really have a lot of access to tanning beds when I was younger. You just went outside in the sun to cook. If I wanted to get tan, I went outside and I baked. Or if it was cold, okay, I would sit by a window inside the house where the sun would come in, and I would just sit and do my homework there so the sun would hit me. That's just, you know, what you would do. All right, nowadays you could go to a tanning bed. Now there's even spray-on tans, etc. But people can tell that some of these spray-on tans look a little fake. So, you know, the tanning beds seem to give you more of a tan. Some of you even bought tanning beds and had them in your houses. $2,000 unit. Blew my mind that you guys would do that. I mean, but again, you know, you're afraid to go out into the sun. You thought a tanning bed was safer. It wasn't, because you still got UV radiation. So my guess is, despite all the, sunscreening, etc., we have been still doing something wrong, or we're not applying sunscreen right. During the summer, I always discuss applying sunscreen, where you need to reapply it every 15, 20 minutes, especially if you get wet. You know, you need to find the right sunscreen, the SPF factor, which we'll review again later this spring. And so maybe just a lot of us are doing it wrong. There's spray-on sunscreens now, and I don't think the spray-on comes on evenly. Plus, I can't stand seeing the kids cough when you guys spray it. I don't think kids should be breathing in sunscreen. So I'm not a huge fan of the spray-on. But you guys spray it on because it's quicker, right? We're all ADD. We don't want to spend the time sitting there lathering people up, okay? And we don't like touching people. So we'll just spray it on, and you spray it on, and then you can go about your day. A lot of times that's not enough. So, you know, we'll review, you know, sun tanning and, you know, sun blocking. That's always a fun, exciting subject. But just take home now, kids are getting melanoma. Don't think it's just an adult issue. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this is very interesting. Of the 365,000 teenagers who gave birth in the United States during 2010, 67,000 of them were already working on their second or third kid. They say 22% of new mothers used effective birth control after they had their first child. So 78% weren't. Why not? What is going on? They say black and Hispanic teens twice as likely to be repeat mothers than white teens. So 1 in 5 teen births is to an adolescent mother who has already had kids. Okay, that blows my mind. Okay, why? What is the issue? Why would they not consider birth control? Some of you are like, well, they can't afford it. Yay, thanks to Obamacare, they can now get free birth control. No. All Obamacare does is allow you, if you have health insurance, to not pay a copay for your birth control. Okay, keep in mind, if you aren't dropping a few $100 a month for your health insurance, you're not getting that free birth control. Okay, so then some of you are like, well, then Dr. Dahlia, let's have birth control over the counter. So these kids can go and get birth control. From what I understand, you can get birth control from the health department, from Planned Parenthood. From what I'm understanding, there's enough entitlements out there allowing birth control for teens. Okay, do they not know about it? Do they not like taking birth control? Is it because taking birth control is too difficult to do? Okay, now I don't want to insult anybody, all right? Because I'm included in this. I've forgotten to take the pill. Taking the birth control pill is not as easy as you think. For those of you that are pill poppers and you'll remember to take your pill diligently, great. But for a lot of us, no. We don't take our vitamins every day. We don't take blood pressure medicine every day. We don't take our hormones every day, and we don't take our birth control every day. So when you don't take your birth control every day and you know it doesn't work, kind of sometimes conclude, well, I'm not going to waste the money. Is birth control too difficult for people? You know, one of the reasons I oppose over-the-counter birth control without a doctor or a medical provider being involved is because I don't think kids know how to take it right. And they don't realize the implications of you not taking it right. You skip a day, or you do it half-assed, you can get pregnant. And you can't just go and take it like a gummy vitamin. Okay? There is an art to birth control. Now, yes, there's the Depo-Provera shot, but you got to remember to go to the doctor every 3 months. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, what if my smartphone doesn't remind me? Is it really that hard for you to remember your birth control every 3 months? Maybe people who can't handle the responsibility of safe sex, don't have the ability to manage birth control. Okay? And I'm not saying that to insult, but think about it. I mean, birth control can be pretty difficult for people to remember. And we're asking kids who obviously weren't using safe sex at least once because they got pregnant to begin with. Then maybe what we should do is with anybody who had a teenage pregnancy, offer them a more longer-term birth control that doesn't require them as much maintenance. Rather than sitting there complaining about our teens getting pregnant over and over again. 1-877-DOCTORDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans. April 2nd through the 8th. With free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I know many of you are now fiddling around with Instagram and Newsly and LinkedIn, as well as your Twitter and Facebook. I think I'm on all of them, so search the Dr. Dahlia Show or Dr. Dahlia and make sure you find me so we could connect. Always love to connect to the people who are listening. So, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Michelle Obama has revealed why the world thinks Barack Obama, her husband, is such a sex symbol, and it's because he's got some swag. Now, I thought it was because he handed out, you know, a whole bunch of Obama phones, and that's why they thought he was sexy, but they say it, she says it is the swag. So I wanted to talk to y'all about how to increase your sex appeal. All right? Now, it's not because I want our married men or married women to cheat or, you know, get more hibbity-dibbity. I think having sex appeal allows you to have a little bit more power in terms of getting people to listen to you, getting people to look at you, getting people to give you that time of day. Why do you think Clinton is such a phenomenal orator? Because he is considered, I don't see how, okay, I mean, I'm just reporting this, but he is considered to be one of the sexier presidents. He has sex appeal. I think it could be the accent. I love Southern accents, okay? All right, JFK I thought was sexy, you know, him being tan. But Bill Clinton has sex appeal. Maybe it was because of the Monica Lewinsky scandal. Maybe because he was a bad boy. We don't know, okay? Maybe it's because he lost some weight. Maybe it's because he has all his hair. I don't know. I think bald men are sexy. But he has sex appeal. And I even will catch myself when I hear him speak, turn and look and watch. Not because I think he's sexy, but there is something attracting a viewer or a listener when Bill Clinton speaks. I don't know if it's the voice. I don't know if it's because he's such an interesting subject. Not a boring president. I mean, we've had some boring presidents. You know, usually, you know, when Bill Clinton talks, even if we disagree with what he has to say, we listen. And him speaking at the Democratic National Convention was probably had more ratings than Barack Obama speaking himself. Why do you think Barack Obama has consistently needed to use Bill Clinton? Bill Clinton is the eye catcher for us. So, when we talk about sex appeal, now I'm not saying Barack Obama was told, try to be sexy. But he does have a swag to him that I see attracts people. I mean, didn't we have the Obama girls when he was running against McCain? McCain really didn't have any McCain girls. Okay, people didn't think McCain was sexy, but people were in love with Obama. Because he's toned, because he's athletic. Why is it? Why? You know, is it his attitude? I think it must be his attitude. Again, I don't think he's sexy at all, but he does instill a lot of confidence. When he walks into a room, when he walks into Best Buy or PetSmart like he didn't kind of walk in like you and I would, tweeting or texting, shoulders hunched, you know, in our pajama bottoms and a ripped t-shirt. He walks in with swag. Now, presidents do that, okay? They probably learn how to walk straight. They probably had to, you know, learn how to walk with posture. But there's something extremely appealing with confidence. Bill Clinton is not a good-looking man, but he was able to get some in the Oval Office. That increases his sex appeal, even if he's not that good-looking. Yeah, I told you guys, there was this guy in my class. I can't mention any names. Had probably was one of the least good-looking guys in our class, but he got the most women. And it was because of attitude. He was funny, he had attitude, and he had confidence. And every time we would go out, not me and him, but you know, any of us from class, and we would take a look at him, he was always surrounded by girls. I remember my friend going, look at that, he is uglier than, you know, Donald Duck. But he has the babes. Attitude is a lot of it. So when you want to increase your sex appeal, be confident. Now, what if you're not confident in something? Then de-emphasize it. Okay? Let's say you can't dance. All right? Let's say you can't. There is nothing sexier to a woman than somebody who admits he can't dance, but then tries. Even though he's embarrassed and he's risking embarrassment, tries for you. So if you're, let's say, at a club, okay, with your buddies, and you don't really want to be at that club, okay, or you're at some sort of an event, and there's some ballroom dancing or whatever, and you're like, look, I can't, you know, and that's not your best point. Okay, no, don't go out on the floor and try to John Travolta it. Don't try to do that. But if you like somebody and you're trying to make some headway, you know, say, look, I'm pretty confident in a lot of things, but the one thing I have no problem admitting is I stink at dancing. I want to ask you to dance, but I stink at it. She'll most likely bring you out on the dance floor. You could humbly fumble around, right? But the fact that you're trying, right, you know, it's sometimes extremely sexy, okay? See, this is coming from, okay, a female. It's coming from a doctor. I know this stuff. Okay? If you are confident in something, okay, your looks, don't be overconfident. Okay? All right? Walking into a room, back straight, feeling confident is great, but you also don't want to look cocky. Okay? A lot of women don't like the whole peacocking thing, where you're strutting your stuff, strutting your feathers. Sometimes I think Obama struts too much. And it just really ticks me off. You know, here I am dealing with patients with no health insurance, you know, still trying to find jobs, something more than a part-time job. And he's walking in thinking he's all that and the best president to ever hit America. That bothers me. But if you're confident about something, you can do that. Just don't act like you are a cocky SOB. Okay? When you dress, sometimes depending on your dress. Now, some people will suggest wearing red. Wearing red is a confidence booster. It shows a sign of strength. However, for a lot of women, they'll disagree with that, and they'll say what increases sex appeal is a tangerine or a peach shirt. Okay? You know, Donald Trump wears pink ties, yellow ties, and some of you are like, okay, why would he wear pink or yellow? It's really appealing to the ladies. A guy in a peach shirt, I think, you know, peach shirt and black slacks is one of the... Oh, come on! No, it is not. No, it's not metrosexual or whatever you want to call it. I think for a girl, that's sexy. Do I want a guy wearing pink shirt and pink pants? No. But if you have a jacket and you take off your jacket and your shirt is peach or it's a purple, like a lavender purple, that could actually look really good on a man and be appealing. Now, mind you, I also dig the cowboy wear. I love flannel. I love the browns. I dig that, and I think that's sexy, very sexy, okay? But for those of you that aren't cowboyish and don't have that whole burly thing going for you, sometimes going with the lavenders, you know, it's interesting. I watch Practical Jokers. And Practical Jokers on True TV. Four guys from the Bronx. I think Bronx or Brooklyn, right, that, you know, make each other do these dares. And, you know, if they go through the dare, they, you know, they win. If they don't, they lose, etc. And one guy, I guess he has a lavender shirt, and he's worn it a couple times on the, not Sal, the guy that looks like Steve Carell, the cute one. And he has, and maybe the reason why I think he's cute is because he was wearing a lavender shirt. Now, he had said the lavender shirt will work on this one. I guess they had to do a dare where they had to come up to women and, you know, just start, you know, join into their conversation and walk with them hand in hand or something. And he said, watch, the lavender shirt will work. And it did. Now, Truey also has some attitude. It's got some humbleness, some cuteness, etc. But I think this idea that you have to be big, burly, and tobacco spitting and toothpick, you know, chewing, I don't think is sometimes the best advice. I think there's some things you could do subtly. Now, I'm not trying to tell you to manipulate. I mean, I want you to like the shirt you're in. If you don't like the shirt you're in and you look uncomfortable with it, you're not going to, you know. But sometimes, you know, going for something that you think, you know, is unmanly is just the right thing up your alley to get the girl. Okay? All right. When we come back, we've got a lot more medical news to hit. I want to talk about hearing loss. Most common causes of hearing loss, what you can do to protect your hearing. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Take me down. Yeah, take me down. Take me down. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double enamel number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans. April 2nd through the 8th. With free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.